It is specifically when it looks dark that we have to shift to a higher and deeper place. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This week is the third part of the series, Managing Our Thoughts and Emotions Through a Difficult Time. We continue to experience a situation that we are not watching, but we're really part of. In other words, it's our story. It's our challenge. We're not spectators. And the challenge is not over, and therefore we are not back to normal. Which is a good thing, because we shouldn't really be back to normal. We should be focused and feeling and experiencing the difficulties that are taking place all over the world, which is part of our story. But at the same time, because we're not back to normal, we need to learn to manage and channel difficult emotions. So last week we looked at worry, the concept of worry. This week I want to just take a look and comment for a few moments on fear. Because people I've been talking to, it seems apparent, and this is normal, that there's certain fear being introduced. People are starting to feel fearful and frightened and anxious. And it's perfectly legitimate, because we're being bombarded by very negative messages from the media. We are seeing and witnessing a rise in anti-Semitism. We are seeing and experiencing the bombardment of open and blatant lies and untruths. And they make us unsettled. When we see how many people in high positions are against Israel, against us, against Jews, it does. It sets in a certain feeling of being unsettled and perhaps a little bit fearful. To feel fear is normal, and it's okay, it's legitimate. What we shouldn't be doing, however, is we need to learn how not to let the fear overwhelm us and paralyze us. So obviously, if someone is really feeling very anxious and properly clinically scared and suffering from anxiety, you need to seek the appropriate help. But if you're not at that level, but just experiencing, you know, feeling uneasy, feeling a bit fearful, perhaps this discussion could be a little bit helpful. So we cannot cover everything to do with fear. It's a very, very complex subject, but a couple of things. First of all, I think we need to understand that there's two types of fear. There's the fear that we can control. So, for example, if someone has fear of public speaking or fear of making a decision, there are strategies that are useful to overcome that fear, reframing, understanding why we're scared, learning to confront the fear, just getting up there and public speaking and just making the decision and learning to battle and confront the fear. But then there are types of fear which I think we're experiencing now which are out of our control. We cannot control what other people think. We cannot control what other people are saying that make us perhaps a little frightened. It's sort of out of our control. So we can only control ourselves. It's not something we can do. But what we can do is we can shift to a deeper and higher place within ourselves and discover strength and courage within. In other words, we can make ourselves stronger. We can make ourselves more courageous. We can make ourselves more proud. And let's just highlight 3 points. First of all, we need to remind ourselves again and again that as Jewish people, our existence is miraculous. We need to look at the past. Statistically, the existence of the Jewish people is supernatural. We shouldn't be here. Empires have come and gone. Empires that try to destroy us, annihilate us, wipe us off the map, are now in the history books, and we are still here. Resilience. The Jewish people have an incredible collective feeling of resilience. We have an incredible ability not to be a victim and to get up and work and always re-emerge stronger and rebuild and repair. And we are like that because we are eternal. God promised Abraham that his nation would be here. He promised him that we'd inherit the land of Israel. He promised him that we are an eternal nation. Am Yisrael Chai. And therefore, yes, we experience difficulty, challenge. We experience times which are very difficult, like now. But we have to remember we are here to stay. We are here to stay, we are here to be stronger, and we will emerge stronger. That's the first thing. It's about looking at our past and understanding It's not just a wish. It's not just a belief. It is a fact. Our existence is eternal, and we're here to stay. Israel is here to stay. On the other hand, we do know that sometimes temporarily it is difficult. And we try and draw, the second point is we try and draw some inspiration from a famous biblical story of Yaakov coming back from his father-in-law, Lavan, and preparing to encounter his brother that hates him, Esav. And he moves his family across a stream and he goes back just to retrieve some articles. And that night, he's confronted by an angel and he wrestles the angel the entire night. Our commentaries tell us that angel is the angel of Esau, the angel of evil, the angel of anti-Semitism. And it's an angel. It's the angel which is the source of the nation of Esav. And he battles. And at the end of the night, he's victorious. The angel manages to injure him. And Yaakov limps for a little bit. But at the end, Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, the sun rises and it's bright. We need to understand that we can never be permanently damaged. We can be injured. That does happen. And that's the story of the Jewish people. We do go through dips. We do go through times of persecution and anti-Semitism. But we hold our force. We hold our strong. We are strong. We will always emerge victorious, as Yaakov did. It's a long night, but we come out on top. And thirdly, we need to always remember that it's in the Jewish DNA that we can never ever give in to being a victim of despair and giving up hope. We are people of hope. We choose life. We always, you know, when people, Jews get together, they say L'chaim. What does L'chaim mean? To life. We live. Life doesn't just mean to exist. It means to live. To live with positivity, with purpose, and with meaning. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so many of our prayers center around life. Zachreinu L'chaim, remember us for life. We write us in the book of life. Or B'sefer Chaim, everything's about life. Life is the most sacred thing with us. We need to live. Our enemies want us to be scared. Our enemies want us to exist rather than live. They don't want us to exist either, but they want us to cower and they want us to be afraid of them. We need to dig very deep. Yes, consciously, logically. Things seem gloomy. Things seem dark. But when we dig very deep in our connection to God, remembering our supernatural existence, when we dig very deep within ourselves, we discover an incredible infinite resilience, an infinite connection, an ability to be strong, proud, and not fearful. When we're looking at darkness, we're looking at something superficial. But we're looking at something deeper. We're looking at our eternal and unbreakable bond that we have with God, with each other, with the Jewish people, with the Torah, and with the land of Israel. Discover the infinity within. We cannot change what other people are saying. We cannot convince those who are spewing lies and untruths, because nothing's going to persuade them, because it's just locked into an agenda. Of course we should have advocacy. Of course we should do what we can. But we have to live. Live means, number one, not to give in to despair, not to give in to fear, but on the contrary, to live life, to help another person, to do another mitzvah, to live and be strong and proud. We can be really proud of the Jewish nation at the moment, who are united, who have risen to the occasion, who are spiritually awakened, who are united as one. It's the most amazing thing to be part of this amazing nation at the moment. So let's look within, discover our infinity, and be strong. Let's internalize that. Let's dig deep within. Be relaxed, find a comfortable place, a position, and close your eyes. Turn your attention to your breathing, breathing in and out, just relaxing and being part of the rhythm of life. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. As you continue to breathe, I want you to visualize darkness. Perhaps you're in the countryside with no street lights. The moon is covered by clouds. It's dark. Can't see. All you can see is blackness. It's cold. Gloomy. Try to feel that emotion. Now let's go back to our breathing. Every neshima, every breath, is an expression of our neshama, our soul. Our soul is a pure light within, deep within the core of our existence. Go inwards, breathing in, tapping into your warmth, your purity. Imagine a candle burning calmly, beautifully. Pure flame, light, warmth. That's the godly infusion within us. Come back to the gloomy environment, the dark environment, and then connect to the light within. That light is a godly spark. It's always there, no matter what the environment looks like. Let's breathing in, connect to our inner infinity, our inner light, our godliness, our warmth. We are never alone. We are infinite. We can grow. We can stand tall. We can spiritually awaken. We are one with God. Come back to where you are, and just every time you're feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit unsettled, think of who you really are. Think of, you might be in a jungle, but you are with Hashem. We are one. We are tall. We are eternal. We are infinite. Am Yisrael Chai. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and let us hear good news.